I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 23-year-old guy broke into a house. This happened in Colorado last weekend on Saturday. And he stole a bunch of stuff, which is common for a criminal. He took towels, toilet paper, books, DVD, and the biggest thing that he ripped off, a Christmas tree. This guy stole a Christmas tree.
Right now?
Yeah.
It's a little early.
Well, okay. So two people are weird here. First of all, him stealing the Christmas tree. Guys, the Christmas tree was already set up.
Oh, my God.
Or maybe it was never taken down.
That person deserves to have it stolen, then, in my opinion.
You're not the kind of person that keeps it up all year round, because my wife would keep up our Christmas tree all year if I let her.
No, that ruins, like, the specialness of different holidays. If you just leave stuff up all the time. I dated a guy once, and I broke up with him because his mom had their Christmas decorations up all year round, and it creeped me out. So I was like, nope.
You weren't going to date his mom, though. You couldn't look past that.
But if I married him, I was going to marry into a psycho family where they keep Christmas decorations up all year long, and that might...
You're talking just the lights? Are you talking actual, Santa faces and stuff?
All of it.
Ooh.
Weird.
Yeah,
I didn't want her weirdness getting into the DNA of my child.
Yeah, because that's already some weird DNA to start right there. All right. Let's see. Yeah, the guy was tracked down and he was arrested on Tuesday for felony burglary and theft. Hopefully the tree's okay. A teacher at a high school in Detroit was arrested after she stole $30,000 from her students' homecoming dance fund and blew it all at a casino. Isn't this crazy to hear stories about, like, these people that are in charge of the students' funds? The kids bust their butt to raise the money, and then these teachers and different administrations steal it.
Yeah, it's sad.
But it's even crazier. The 29-year-old woman was coordinating the school's homecoming dance and a camping trip, but school officials noticed a lot less money was deposited in the bank than they expected. Cops then determined the teacher had taken the money and blown it at penny slots. So
she blew
$30,000 on penny slots. Do you know how long that takes to play penny slots?
But, like, is it really like you only use a penny?
Yeah, a penny at a time, yes.
What?
Then that's how you get the drinks, right?
Is that what it is?
In Vegas anyway, yeah.
So I don't know if this is like a prolonged period of time that she did this.
Yeah,
or like
they give you free drinks if you're gambling.
Yeah, they want to keep you going and staying at the slot, but
yes.
$30,000, wow. I can blow that like a dollar slots in one night, no problem.
Can't spell funds without fun.
There you go. And finally, a local story for your dummy of the day. An underage girl called police in Greenwood to report that someone had stolen her drugs.
Are you serious?
Totally serious. This happened around 8 o'clock Tuesday, prompting an investigation from the Greenwood Police Department. The case involved a total of 5 teenagers, all between the ages of 14 to 16. What are these kids doing? 14 to 16? Police said the female juvenile told them that two boys came to her home, they put a gun to her head, and stole the marijuana she had planned to sell to them.
Jeez.
Officers searched the home where they found drug paraphernalia, quote, all over the house. Police tracked down the alleged thieves, arrested them, and took them all to juvie. The girl admitted she arranged a drug deal with the officers. Officers found marijuana, smoking pipes, a digital scale, and a grinder at the home.
That's hardcore for kids.
Where the hell are the parents? Like, maybe unless the digital scale was to weigh out food, like you're prepping some food, you want to make sure they're the right amount, but... Like, are parents not around to see marijuana, smoking pipes, digital scale, and a grinder?
Clearly not.
Jeez. They found all that. Greenwood police say the teens involved in the theft would likely face charges related to robbery and illegal drug possession. The girl who was robbed would likely face a charge of possession of paraphernalia. All will be likely charged as juveniles, so hopefully it won't be on the record if they can get their act together. But, okay, hypothetically.
Stupid.
Hypothetically. Alex, you're selling some pot to MYK. You guys are in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got that good, Alex.
I do.
What are you going to do, though, if MYK rolls up with, like, strapped and then, like, robs? Are you going to go, like, call the cops?
Just give it to him. No, you don't call the cops, obviously, because you have drugs.
I just don't get people. Yeah, like, when you get involved with that, bad things happen. There's nothing you can do about it. But they called the cops. That right there is why they're one of the dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.